Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now, in today's Entitled Parents video, we meet one Karen who just has an absolute obsession with cereal. Look, I know it sounds crazy, but she goes into grocery stores and she aims to buy between 50 and 300 boxes of cereal at once. Yes, seriously, those numbers are not made up. They're real. I can't believe it either. Let's get into the story. I'm not going to risk my job because you want an obscene amount of cereal. I work at a supermarket, and one of our regular customers is a woman who comes in with her two kids and buys an absolutely obscene amount of cereal whenever it's on sale. Now, when I say an obscene amount, I don't mean 10 to 20 boxes at a time. No, she's not here for math word problem level amounts of cereal. She comes in and buys anywhere from 50 to 300 boxes at a time. Her and her kids usually come to the back room door with three shopping carts and ask for 9 to 15 cases of cereal, depending on how much we have left in stock. She's gotten denied service a few times, like the time she tried to buy an entire pallet of cereal, 5 boxes per transaction, the day before Thanksgiving. Management cut her off after 18 transactions, that's 90 boxes, because her order was holding up the lines for 3 of our 7 operational registers. 3 of our registers were broken at the time. The stock department manager absolutely despises this, and has told the woman on multiple occasions that if she's going to purchase more than 3 cases of cereal, she has to call a few days before she comes in, so he can order extra cereal. But she always claims that she won't know what she'll need until she comes in, and refuses to. This happened to me on a Sunday when I was the only person working in my department. I had just finished emptying the baler when cereal lady poked her head into the storage room. "Hey, could you get me some cereal?" she asked. I scanned our sale pallets and she said, "It's on the second level of the scaffolding." The scaffolding she was talking about is the same kind of scaffolding you would see at a wholesale club like Costco, Sam's Club, or BJ's Wholesale. So I told her, "Unfortunately, I can't get that down for you. I'm not authorized to use the equipment needed to get that down." She then asked, "Is there anyone who can get that down for me?" And I responded, "Unfortunately, I'm the only one on at the moment. The full-timer who normally works alongside me on Sundays has the day off." She sighed and asked, "Well, could you just do it for me this one time?" And I responded with, "No, I'm not authorized to use the machine needed to get that down." And she said, "Seriously, you can't just do it this one time?" And I told her, "No, I can't do it this one time. I'm not allowed to use the machinery, nor do I know how to use it. If I get caught using that equipment, I won't only lose my job, but I could potentially face legal trouble and steep fines should I damage something or injure myself." She huffed, then went, "Fine, I'll just get front-end manager. He'll do it for me." A few minutes later, the front-end manager walked into the storeroom with the woman in tow. "Hey OP, are you authorized to use the power lift?" To which I responded, "Nope." So he asked, "Is our full-time co-worker here yet?" And I replied, "He's off today and my brother already left for the day. My brother actually works in the same department as me and is authorized to use the power pallet jacks." The front-end manager turns to the cereal lady and says, "I'm sorry, but that product is unavailable for today. There's no one who can get that down." The cereal lady then shrieked, "You're a manager and you can't get that down for me?" And the front-end manager responded with, "Well, I wasn't trained on that equipment, because this isn't my department, and therefore, I'm not allowed to operate it. You're going to have to come back tomorrow if you want some." The cereal lady then stormed back to the cereal aisle without another word. I haven't seen her since that day, and my department manager has since started storing the cereal pallets on the same side as the storage room door, so she can't poke her head in and demand 15 cases of cereal without calling a few days in advance. So you're seriously telling me that this lady who bought 50 to 300 boxes of cereal at a time wasn't aware of when she would run out of cereal? You don't know when you're down to your last pack when you normally buy 50 to 300 boxes. Are you stupid? How is that possible? How? Like, clearly, cereal is such a big part of this woman and her family's life. They go through so much of it. How often are they shopping, by the way? That's my first question. Are they going every week to buy 300 boxes? I mean, how much are your kids eating? That's the first point I have to raise. Secondly, like, how do you not know when you're coming to the end of your massive stock? I don't get it. If cereal plays such an important role in your life, surely you would know when you need to go and buy some more. It's a bad. What is that?
All right then, now moving on to our second story of today's episode. Entitled parents wants refund on students' dining plan. A few days ago, we had freshman orientation at the college where I work. I was in a dining hall when this particular event happened. Note that all meals were comped by the college this past week, so no one was paying for anything. Not students, not faculty, staff, not parents, except for the fancy stuff at the campus's version of Starbucks, which is in the front of the dining hall. A mother comes in with her four children. One is a new student on our campus. The other three are younger siblings. The student shows her new ID card, which is all they've had to do this week in order to get into the dining hall free. The entire family goes through. No one pays for anything. Not 5 minutes later, I hear raised voices near the table. I was sitting fairly close to the cash register in the coffee shop area. The mother and all four kids come back up to the cash register, and the mother is yelling that she wants a refund because the only food the dining hall has is burger and fries and chicken tenders and pizza. The cashier is trying to explain to her that she couldn't give her a refund since all meals were free that day, so she hadn't paid to begin with. But the woman says that she wants a refund on her daughter's dining plan, actually, because the food isn't worth eating. Note that there is nowhere else nearby where her daughter can get meals. The nearest restaurants and grocery store are in the next town over, which is 15 miles away, and freshmen aren't allowed to have cars on our campus. So if the daughter doesn't have a meal plan with the dining hall, she's not going to be eating. This woman keeps yelling at the poor cashier, who finally calls her manager, who comes up and says the dining hall itself can't process refunds anyway, and that they'd have to talk to campus administration about it. But he reiterated that if her daughter didn't have a meal plan, she'd have nowhere to get food. This idiot woman looks at him and says, "Fine, we'll be going over to administration right now and unenrolling her from classes here. She can't possibly go to school here with nothing to eat but burgers and pizza." The poor daughter was standing there looking absolutely devastated, and the other kids looked mortified. I honestly thought the student was about to start crying. I've got no idea what happened after that because they left the building, but oh my goodness, did I ever feel sorry for that poor girl. To be pulled out of college on her first day because her mother didn't like the food the dining hall served. And if they actually went through with it, I really hope they didn't, she won't be able to get into another school until January at the earliest. And if she was a scholarship student, a lot of our kids are, it may take her a full year to be able to get a scholarship somewhere else. The really sad thing was, the very basic burgers and pizza menu the dining hall was running that day was only because meals were free and they were trying to save some money on it. They also knew it would be busy with the parents on campus, so they were making food that was easy to prepare in mass quantities. Also, if they had stuck around long enough for dinner, they would have gotten much fancier meal options. And starting Monday, there would also be a full salad bar and self-serve deli available at lunch and dinner. But since apparently baby girl was far too important to eat normal food like every other student on just about every college campus out there, they're just gonna make her go back home again. The poor, poor kid. And honestly, her poor three younger siblings too. I feel sorry for them all.
Well, yeah, OP, me and you both. I mean, come on, imagine working super hard to get into college. You're excited to go. Your family are taking you on your first day. You get into the amazing big dining hall. You're excited to go and get some food. You find out, massive bonus, it's all free. You don't even have to pay for it. Incredible scenes. Then your mum says no. The food here is terrible at this one meal, in which you pay nothing for it, you're not going to go to this college anymore. And instead, you're going home and you can only reapply to go in 6 months. Seriously? Are you joking? No, you're serious. Wow.
Let me just disown you real quick. Nice one. It's actually like, genuinely, that story is almost unbelievable. I just can't believe it. Like, does she get the money back as well that she's paid for the, you know, going to college in the first place? I just don't get it. Just for the sake of one meal and one meal alone, you're taking your kid out of college. How stupid are you? It's unbelievable.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay then, and now moving on to our final story of today's episode. No, you do not get to call one of my cashiers the R word and get away with it. A little backstory. I work as a service manager at a pretty popular Midwestern grocery store. I've been a service manager for a couple of months now, but I've worked for the store itself for about 3 years. I've worked in quite a few departments during my time at this store, so I know a lot of the employees very well. One of my duties as a service manager is to watch the front end and overlook the cashiers and courtesy clerks, make sure customers are happy, do overrides, you know the deal. Now, while I do have some cashiers and courtesy clerks that are on the spectrum, I don't treat them any differently than any other employee, and they all appreciate this. I know their strengths and what they're capable of, and I push them to do their best. With that being said, I protect my employees. I care about them deeply. And if a customer even dares to raise their voice at them, I am there to shut the customer down and take them away from the employee. I don't care if you yell at me, but do not yell at my employees. Most of them are high school students. Now to the story. This one day, it was fairly busy in the store. I had most of my registers open and lines were flowing pretty smoothly. I had one of my courtesy clerks covering a break on one of the registers. Let's call her Casey. Now, Casey is on the spectrum and she is a very sweet and smart high schooler. She operates a register very well and can show up all the other courtesy with going outside for cards. She is, arguably, one of my most hard-working employees. Now, sometimes she has moments where she messes up, such as double scanning an item, entering something wrong, but this is something every cashier does, honestly. I see her light blinking, so I come over to help her, and I'm greeted by a very angry customer and her daughter. "Hey OP, I scanned this twice. Can you void it, please?" she said. It's important to note that anything over $5 needs a manager's approval to void. It's annoying, but that is how our store works. I smile and nod and quickly go and void it. It honestly takes like 6 seconds to void an item and enter my numbers for the override. Not that long at all. But that didn't stop this customer from huffing and puffing that she had to wait an extra 7 seconds for a void. I back away from the register, not thinking much about it, since this is sadly a normal thing that we have to deal with. I walk over to customer service to ask Jack, who was working the counter that day, a question when the following happened. Casey had finished the transaction and handed the receipt to the customer, who snatched it out of her hand before she pushed her cart aggressively away. I don't know if the woman thought she was quiet enough or far away enough to be out of earshot, but I heard her clear as day as this woman told her daughter, "I can't believe they let this freaking R-word on registers like her." I looked in horror as I saw Casey's expression fall from her normal bubbly self to sadness. Oh heck no. I proceed to shove my schedule at Jack and walk my now very angry butt up to this customer. Although this happened about 2 months ago, I will never forget this conversation. "Mom, I would like to ask you something," I say, gesturing her to step out of the way. The woman and her daughter proceed to step out of the way with their cart, the mother still looking very annoyed. "What do you want?" "I don't know if you thought you were being sneaky, or smart, or just plain rude a moment ago, but what you just did is unacceptable. I'll have you know, Casey is in fact on the spectrum, and both her and myself heard what you just said. You do not have the right to come in here and call one of my co-workers the R-word, and then proceed to just walk out without any consequences. Who do you think you are, thinking you can talk to me like that? The woman honestly looks shocked at the fact that I've just called her out. I keep my composure and continue speaking. I'll have you know that girl you just called the R word is an extremely kind and hardworking employee. Honestly, she's arguably one of my best employees. Just because she made a small mistake, such as ringing up an item twice, does not give you the permission to treat her as if she is any lower than you. At this point, the mother is stuttering and is red in the face. Her daughter is actually smirking, trying to suppress a laugh, as if she's actually glad her mum is being called out. How about this, I say. How old is your daughter here? More stuttering. I turn my attention to the daughter. Hun, how old are you? The daughter smiles at me, knowing where this is going. 17. 17, huh? Well, fun fact, I turn my attention back to the mother. That's the same age as the girl you just called the R word. Now here's an image I want you to imagine. Imagine your daughter worked here as a cashier like Casey. Imagine she accidentally messes up and double scans something. A common mistake that happens quite often. And in return, the customer your daughter is checking out proceeds to call her an R word for making a simple mistake. How would you feel? Silence. The mother just stares at me, defeat in her eyes. How would you feel? More silence. I proceed to ask, you'd feel mad, wouldn't you? Would you be upset that someone called your daughter that? A small nod is the only response I get. Now look, I'm gonna give you two options. You can either go and apologize to Casey for what you said and move on with your life, or you can leave and I will personally ensure that you are placed on our store ban list. Choose wisely. I stare at her for a moment before the woman sheepishly goes back to Casey's register and gives her a half-butt apology before dragging her daughter out of the store. I haven't seen this woman again, but I did see her daughter, who came back the following week to apologize about her mum and thank me for what I did. Apparently, this girl went to school with Casey and knew she was on the spectrum, but wasn't in the position to stand up to her mum. Now, I did actually almost get in trouble for this. One of the store managers was nearby and heard the tail end of the conversation, and afterwards pulled me aside to tear me a new one. Once I explained the whole story to her, she seemed a little more at ease with it. But she still wasn't happy that I called a customer out like that. However, we never got a formal customer complaint for it, so we don't think the customer actually followed up. Look, I get it, it's probably not store policy to start calling a customer out publicly in your store, and I understand that, but this goes way beyond any customer policy. It's just about being a decent human being to another human being, and I'm sorry, but calling someone the R word who is 17, just doing their job, making one simple mistake, you deserve to be called out for that, right there and then. It's just facts. Like, is this woman really saying that she's never made a mistake in her life? Is that what she's saying? Because the way I look at it, she's calling someone an R word for making an extremely simple mistake. If you're gonna call someone that, you have to expect someone else to call you that if you were to do the same thing. So I guess that she's saying that she's, you know, incapable of ever making a mistake, and therefore, oh, this person made one mistake. Yeah, I'm gonna abuse you for it, you dog. I mean, really, it's just ridiculous. Again, all these three stories have had ridiculous mothers in them. Crazy, I know, but this is Entitled Parents. Anyway, guys, that is gonna do it for this one. Really hope you have enjoyed it. If you did and you want more from me right away, please do check this video out on screen. It's an absolute cracker, let me tell you that for free. If you are new to the channel, something else you can do for free is subscribe. If you're a fan of it and you want to see more from me, hit that button. I'll feel great, and I'll see you all tomorrow with a brand new episode.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.